You are listening to Soul Podcast. Listen, learn and get entertained.
Hello guys, what's up? I'm fine and what about you? Today we're going to learn a very interesting topic, but at first I should tell my name. Hello guys, my name is Sadia Mubashara and I'm an 8th grader student in Mirpur Cantonment Public School and College. And today, just imagine, what if your brain stopped working for 5 seconds? Your brain can survive for several minutes after your heart stops. But what if your brain took a timeout and stopped working for 5 seconds? Would you be instantly brain dead? What would happen to your other organs if you experienced this? And could your normal life functions resume when your brain begins work again? Your brain is important. It controls your thought and movements, as well as the bodily functions that keep you alive. This amazing organ can survive up to 6 minutes after your heart stops. But sometimes the human brain can take a coffee break. When most of the brain activity shut down, you could be in a coma or vegetative state. These conditions could be temporary or permanent, but they are different from your brain stopping completely. If your brain stopped for 5 seconds, all your primary functions like pulse, breathing, and blood pressure would shut down. But what would happen if your brain started working again? Could you go back to your everyday life? I'm sorry to break it to you, but if your brain shut off for 5 seconds, you had a brain dead. And brain dead is irreversible. Thought, at the moment, you might not look dead. You had been seemed to be in a deep, deep sleep. So before declaring your brain dead, your doctors would need to perform several tests. They had shine a light in your eyes to confirm that your pupils are no longer reacting. They had also checked whether you have any reaction to pain or if your gag reflex still kicks in. Once it is confirmed you have no pulse and no registered brain activity, you would be clinically dead. Sadly, nothing can be done to reverse this. Your brain would not be able to come back in life 5 seconds later. But what would be happen to your body? Without any medical intervention, brain death would lead to multiple organ failure, hypothermia, and respiratory failure. Since your lungs no longer work, your body wouldn't get any new oxygen. Your cardiac muscles would start to die. Within an hour or so, your heart would stop. But your death process wouldn't end there. About 1 week after your brain death, your kidney would start to fail. And so would your immune functions. That's because your brain would no longer be creating the hormones needed for all biological processes in your body. But that's only because you are completely dead. If you are a registered organ donor, the doctors would have methods to keep your body functioning for a long time, even after brain death. They would need to maintain a healthy environment for your organs, so they had provide your body with necessary medications, hormones and fluids, and they had keep you on a ventilator. This breathing machine would inflate your lungs with air to keep your heart beating. As long as there is oxygen, your heart can keep on pumping. During this time, they had cover your body in blankets to keep you warm. You would look like you were asleep. Once the doctor harvested all the organs they could, their treatment would kiss. It would make no ethical sense to keep your body alive. It would all be worth a donation, and most organs come from being dead donors. But brain death doesn't happen all that often. It occurs in only 1 out of every 200 hospitals death. So you can see why organ transplants are so hard to come by. Or I guess you could see if you weren't brain dead. But would it be any better if you were in a coma and never woke up?
Thanks for listening to Tessel Podcast. To know more about us, visit our website www.tesselbangladesh.com. Call or SMS to 0162 00 00994.